how do you feel to be taking the stage tonight at the Manchester Christmas Light Switch On?
Oh, it's lovely. I mean, it's always a pleasure to switch on Christmas lights because for many people it signifies the start of Christmas, doesn't it? It's the start of Christmas shopping, which I find a bit stressful. But it sort of signifies, especially for youngsters, that, you know, it's not long now until Christmas and Santa Claus.
Obviously, you're from Epsom in Surrey. What do you think of the north?
I love it up north. In particular, I love Manchester. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here. I've worked here on a couple of occasions in the past and many times at Media City as well. And I just love the city. I love the culture. I just like the people as well. They're so friendly. And they make great audiences as well, which is what appearing in theatre is all about, is having a great audience. And Manchester audiences love to get involved, which is, again, what Panto is all about.
Yes, because you're performing at the Opera House's production of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Can you tell me a bit about the pantomime and your character?
Well, yeah, I'm doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs this Christmas, starring alongside the one and only Priscilla Presley. She'll be playing the Wicked Queen. I play Prof, who likes to think he's the head of the Seven Dwarfs, but it's a bit like a Captain Mannering sort of relationship, really, that, you know, Captain Mannering in Dad's Army always thought he was in charge, but in fact he wasn't, so that's kind of my character here. It's going to be a great show. I'm directing it as well, so we've got lots of work to do, but I will deliver a great show when it opens early December.
And what's it like working with Priscilla Presley and Tam Ryan, Manchester Opera House favourite?
Yeah, Tam, he's like resident there, isn't he now? I mean, the last time I did Manchester Opera House, Tam was in the show, and he's still here, which is great, backed by popular demand, hopefully. It's terrific. Priscilla, she's wonderful. I've worked with her before in Panto, and she's really taken to it. Of course, being American, she didn't fully understand the practice of Panto and the idea that indeed it was a good thing to be booed. And so she came off stage after one of her first performances a little bit worried about being booed. And I said, no, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
If you're getting booed, that means you're doing a good job, especially as the Wicked Queen. Now she goes out and really relishes the interaction with the audience.
I've got to ask you, whilst you're here, Warwick, it's now 4 years since you were last did the final filming for Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows. Can you just tell me the overall experience of being a part of the Harry Potter films for you?
Yeah, I worked on those films for over 10 years, and during that time, obviously formed friendships with all of the cast and the crew, and, you know, it was like a big family, and we were experiencing this wonderful journey together. And, it was sad when it all came to an end. It really was, genuinely really sad. And, but when we look back, you know, there's such a legacy that we've left. And you know, it was a team effort from thousands of people, literally, to bring those films together. But as a cast, we see each other from time to time at various events around the world, and it's nice to have a reunion from time to time. But I do miss the films, and I do a lot of work for the studio tour, and so I'm still involved quite heavily with Harry Potter, even though, you know, filming, as you say, did finish over 4 years ago now. We have the new films to look forward to as well, don't we? The Magical Creatures films. Mm. I don't know anything more about those yet, but, you know, it'll be nice to be able to kind of experience that world once again, you know, from the imagination of the brilliant Joe Rowling.
Yes, definitely. Look forward to that. And obviously, Warwick, you've been really busy the last couple of months in theatre. Mm. Have you got any plans for early next year, 2015?
As far as next year goes, there's a few TV projects that I'll be involved with. So at the moment, there's no more theatre. Once Panto's over, I'll be back to television and film work for the first part of the year at least. I have a couple of things I can't tell you about, but I've got a new series of Weekend Escapes, my ITV show. I can announce that. That will be on sort of next spring. I filmed that earlier this year with my family, which is fab. So it's a bit like working for the CIA when you're an actor. You can't really talk about a lot of what you're currently doing, which
really
is weird. Absolutely. And don't forget, Get Santa, a film that I'm in, comes out on the 5th of December.
Get Santa.
My very first Christmas film, starring the brilliant Jim Broadbent. So do check that out.
Oh, definitely will do. And how do you find acting in Panto compared to film and TV?
Well, you know, it's great getting up on stage at least once a year and appearing in front of a live audience, because it's great discipline. You know, you can't forget your lines. You can't have a take two. You literally walk out there and you've got one chance to impress. And so you've got to get it right. You've got to be on your game 110%. You know, as a film actor, you sometimes get a bit lazy because, you know, there's more film in the camera and you can do it again if it goes wrong. On stage, you don't have that luxury. Although things do go wrong in panto, and often the audience love those moments when something happens. You know, somebody forgets their line, there's a wardrobe malfunction. You know, that's sometimes what the audiences love. And as actors on stage, we can also enjoy those moments, although if it is you that's involved with it, it can be a little bit embarrassing.
And lastly, Warwick, are you looking forward to Christmas? And what would you like for Christmas?
I'm really looking forward to Christmas. I love Christmas. I mean, you know, who doesn't really, except Scrooge, of course. But, yeah, I love it. I mean, I find Christmas shopping a little bit stressful.
Everyone
because
does,
I don't know what to get people. You know, I love to give gifts, but I agonise over, is this the right gift or not? I stand in the shop looking at the thing, wondering, you know, is this right or not? So, you know, and a lot of people just walk in and grab stuff and they're done, but I sort of agonise over my decisions. So I love to give gifts and see people delight in what I'm giving. What do I want for Christmas? I don't know. Happiness, you know, to be with the family, to have nice food and everyone enjoy themselves, really. I have no particular idea of a gift.
Well, thank you very much for it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.